Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Scorpions, no one like you. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up 6:02. And Carla, right off the bat, congratulations, Joe Badusky, the latest winner of the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest, $1,000 richer.
Unbelievable. You just made my week. Made my month.
I know. That's fantastic. Good. That's the way it should be. It's $1,000.
$1,000 winner. Your next chance to win. 8 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Of course, it's Wednesday morning. The big news, last night,
and
the Vegas Golden Knights swept the LA Kings.
Woo-wee.
So they move on. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on.
Yes, we
this
are.
Hour and throughout the morning. But you even have bigger news.
Well, I hope it's good news. Maybe you were thinking about filing for an extension on your taxes because you just needed an extra day. Well, you got it. The IRS pushed back the deadline to midnight tonight.
Yes.
Midnight tonight because their online payment system crashed yesterday. That means a lot of people were using it. So, so you've got till midnight tonight. You know,
the computers at the IRS crashed.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened before because you can file online. I file online. Everybody files online now, you know, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you have midnight tonight. You know what? Get to the post office at, you know, 5 till and you're good. You're good, people. If you need to mail them,
I think people still do that.
They do. A lot of people still mail them in. It's just so easy to do it online now. You know, get that refund back a few days later if you have one coming back.
There's something about having it in your hand and being in that line of cars.
Oh God, no, not me, not anymore. If I have to pay, sure. Sure, but, you know, I mean, I'm getting like a whopping $100 back, I think, this year, so.
And then, of course, that wild, wacky morning guy out there. Around midnight handing out donuts and licking the stamps.
I don't know if they're still doing that. I wonder if people are out there still doing that. That used to be fun, you know, but so many people do it online now. It's just, man, I'll tell you, doing it online, because I use the TurboTax, I just bring up my name. It's like, well, you have everything you need.
Boop,
there we go.
So if you were thinking about the taxes this morning.
Yeah, if you needed just an extra day, you got it. So
You don't get a lot from the IRS.
No.
So if you get an extra day, take advantage of it.
And this year, you got basically two more days because the 15th was on a Sunday.
Right.
So you got now three more days, people.
It's Christmas in April.
It is.
All right. Sunshine today going to be nice, except for some high clouds, but not as windy. Maybe a little breezy. High in the mid to upper 70s, 67 the high tomorrow, 52 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
I'm going to tell you what Bruce Springsteen did for his mom. Honest to God, I think it's going to bring a little tear to your eye.
Perfect. All right, we'll get to that plus other stories after Bowie.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Well, of course, the Wonder Woman movie came out last year. Huge movie, and it was too bad that Linda Carter didn't have at least a cameo in it, but that might happen in the sequel. Yesterday, Linda Carter talked to Megyn Kelly, and Megyn asked if she'd be in the next one. She said, well, that's up to Patty Jenkins, who's the director. I've been talking to her about it, and she's given me a few hints about it, so I guess it's up to Warner Brothers if they want to spend some money. And you can write letters. She said, write letters if you want. Tell them you want me to be in it for a minute.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool. She should be in it. She's the original. Come on, man.
Kind of nice.
Police. Wow, this is a weird story. Police arrested a guy for stalking Taylor Swift. And in his car, they found an empty gun holster, live rounds of ammunition, latex gloves, a knife, multiple masks, a black rope. What the heck?
Wow.
But they did arrest him. I know. That would scare me. It's one thing when a guy's coming to your house and throwing money over your wall, which some guy was doing, but this is crazy. But
maybe he wasn't happy with the cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Maybe that's it. That could be. Perhaps that's it,
Mike. He didn't like it.
Maybe that's it. And, gosh, this is such a great story. Bruce Springsteen, he took his mother to an Asbury Park bar to celebrate her 93rd birthday. And she has Alzheimer's, by the way. And they danced together before the club lost power. There was a storm, but they had about an hour and a half or so that they hung out because she loves to dance.
Yeah.
She always did, still does. So he makes it a point of, you know, of dancing every once in a while with his mom. He used to bring her on stage as well. They did play Dancing in the Dark. Oh, God. I know. Has a little special meaning probably with her having Alzheimer's. I know it. Yeah. So they went out and partied it up.
Just at a bar.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Asbury Park. I mean, come on. You know, it's Jersey.
What happened?
Got to hit up a bar. So good for he does everything right. Bruce Springsteen. Everything right. He's just a good guy. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They've got so many stages and so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
6:23, big night for the Vegas Golden Knights last night.
Woo!
Game 4.
Man.
Opening playoff with the LA Kings. And, well, this is all they needed to win it.
Left side, shove forward. Here's Carlson, left wing. Through the circle, drop past Smith to the back door. They score! Knights take a 1-0 lead. Brayden McNabb from the right side scores against his old club. What a setup on the rush for Vegas. And the defenseman scores his first playoff goal.
Yeah, McNabb used to play with the Kings, and they didn't want him, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I keep saying. These are a lot of players that other teams didn't want. And I think now they're like, okay, fine. Fine.
And
we'll show you.
That's all the scoring that happened last night. Yeah. So the Knights win. 1-0. They sweep the Kings. They move on. Now we're going to take on either the Sharks or the Ducks. Now, San Jose leads 3-0.
Yeah.
They play game 4 tonight, so we'll find out what happens in that series tonight, if it wraps up or moves on, and then we'll find out when the next series for the Vegas Golden Knights will begin.
Yeah, it's all hockey all the time right now. You know, I got to admit, and I said it on Facebook Live this morning, I was one of those people who thought, oh, come on, hockey in the desert, come on. Who is going to latch on to that? Well,
everybody.
Tens of thousands of people have latched on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have quite a team. I'll tell you, I walked by someplace yesterday. I was telling you, Mike, up at DTS, downtown Summerlin. Just a sports place, you know. They sell, you know, T-shirts, all that stuff.
Right.
Just almost a line of people out the door.
Yeah.
Getting Golden Knights stuff. So it's pretty cool what this team has done, and how they really just brought this city together.
And you know what, Carly? You mentioned the team, and it all starts with Fleury, the goaltender.
Yeah.
3 Stanley Cups with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and when we got him, everybody thought, wow, we might have a shot.
I know.
Well,
I
here's Coach Gallant talking about Fleury.
You know, we knew when we got him, we got a superstar goaltender. We knew that, and he's carried our team a lot. But again, he makes our team better, but our guys are real confident, and, you know, it all started the first 10 games of the season when we were 8-2.
And he played an amazing game. You know, Quick for the Kings played an awesome game.
Right.
It just so happened Fleury played an awesomer game.
An awesomer game.
An awesomer game. And here's Fleury talking about the win last night and his teammates.
I think these guys deserve it. They've been playing hard all season long, very consistently, you know, and they everybody care about each other out there. And I think it showed again tonight the hard work and dedication to win the game.
You know what? He's just such a quiet guy.
He is. He's just seems
always
like such
smiling.
A good guy.
And,
yeah, he really does.
Boy, did he play a great game. He played an awesomer game last night.
He sure did.
KKLZ, play the songs you love to sing along with. Fleetwood Mac, where everybody on Facebook was saying, there you go, Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
There's your song, Go Your Own Way, after he was fired.
Still, I'm still wondering what happened. It's going to come out soon enough. You know,
sure
one
will.
Of those interviews, it's going to come out.
6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show. An amazing story yesterday with the Southwest Airlines flight from New York to Dallas. They blew an engine yesterday while flying and then had to make an emergency landing.
Yeah.
Evidently, this engine just blew up.
Yeah, it exploded.
And there was a woman who eventually passed away at the hospital, but was basically sucked out of the window halfway. She was...
Yeah, and then the passengers pulled her back in. But, you know, it's hard to survive that.
The fact that the pilot was so calm during this thing and landed this plane so everybody else landed safely.
Yeah.
It's a female pilot. She's a female pilot. Used to be a former fighter pilot with the Navy.
Yeah, she was one of the first female F-18 pilots. Her name's Tammy Jo Schultz. Yeah, they said she was calm as could be. 43 years old. Yeah.
And if you don't believe us, listen to the communication between her and the tower.
Southwest 1380. I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet.
Southwest 1380. You'd like to turn, start turning inbound.
Southwest 1380. Start turning southbound there. There's a Southwest 737 on a 4 mile final. We'll be turning southbound. Start looking for the airport. It's off to your right and slightly behind you there. And altitude is your discretion. Use caution for the downtown areas.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
Part of it's missing. We lost part of the plane. She's I just picture her filing her nails while she's talking. Listen, people, anyone who says that women are too emotional to do certain jobs anymore, you know what? That's what I say to you.
Well, there's a good example right there.
Man alive. Tammy Jo Schultz, remember that name.
Your passengers okay, and is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
Yeah, not on fire, but part of the plane is missing. Now, maybe she didn't know the extent of what was going on in the back.
Maybe she didn't, but they're trained to be very calm and all that, but I can't. That's why I can't be in those positions. I can't. Oh my God, the plane!
They said there was a hole and someone went out.
Yeah.
Somebody went out of the window. Oh my God.
Now, if I'm in the tower, my first reaction is what?
They said there was a hole and someone went out.
Yeah.
Copy that. Wow. Okay, then.
Jeez. Sad news. This mother of two.
Wow. Yeah.
Who passed away at the hospital. They got her to the hospital, but she passed away. Some of the passengers on this flight talking about the pilot and crew.
I do have to say the pilot and the crew were the most professional, awesome. They just kept it. They just kept everybody down to where they needed to be. I mean, just kept everybody calm. I was at the back of the plane. The flight attendants were doing their job, and I was trying to keep everybody else. I want to make sure my wife was taken care of, and then I was going to make sure everybody else was taken care of in the back of the plane.
It's almost like a Sully story.
Uh-huh. It is. It really is.
You know, where she brings this plane down, and she has the experience, and just an amazing story.
It's going to be Schultz.
And it could have been a lot worse.
It sure could have been.
But thank God it was not. Nancy's on the phone. What's up, Nancy?
My best friend's daughter and granddaughter were on that flight yesterday.
Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, we went out for lunch, and I live here in Vegas, and so does she. And she said, oh, my God, April and Sophie are on that plane.
Huh.
They were going back to Dallas from New York.
Did you hear from, have you talked to either one of them?
Deborah was in touch with her daughter. Everything was fine.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, thank God they were okay. Oh, my God, can you imagine the traumatic thing of this flight?
No, and I'll tell you, that pilot, she definitely, and I know they hate being called that, but she definitely is a hero. It's sad that they...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So how long do you wait before you get back on a plane?
I don't know. We were talking about that at lunch yesterday. Like, do you think April will fly again after that? And Deborah goes, she flies all the time.
That's the thing with people, you know, who do fly regularly. They generally just get right back on.
Like a horse?
Yeah.
They say about a horse?
Yeah, because sometimes you have to get home.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I take Southwest all the time because I think they're the best airlines out there.
So I really like them, too.
I'm flying them in a couple weeks, so I have no worries about flying Southwest.
While other airlines are dragging people off their...
Yeah, I know.
Here's Southwest.
Yeah. I know.
Pilot's cool and calm.
That's what I said to her. I said, thank God for the pilot.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know she was a woman at the time, but it doesn't matter. They were calm and they professional. And, I've always liked Southwest.
Well, luckily, Carla wasn't the pilot because it would have been a different situation.
Jeez, no kidding. All right, everybody, shut up!
I'm trying to focus.
Anyway.
Well, God bless your family, and glad everybody's okay.
All right, thank you. Guys, have a good day. I love the show. Listen every day.
96.3 KKLZ. Hoping you grab your share of $150,000 in cash in the Grand in Your Hand contest. Details coming up soon. The Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up Wednesday morning, 7:05.
Go, Knights! Go, 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 Knights! Go!
Big win last night for the Vegas Golden Knights. So they win the series, 4 games, a big sweep for the Golden Knights. They move on. We just don't know who we're going to play yet.
Right.
We got to wait for the San Jose Anaheim series to wrap up. Now, San Jose is 3 games up on the Ducks.
Right.
So the soonest we might play whoever wins that series would be next week. So they have time, the Knights have time to rest up.
Yes, they can relax a little bit.
Woo!
Yeah, I wonder, you know what? You head on over to the practice center.
There you go.
You know, check them out.
But everybody settled down with the brooms and everything else. You know what? It's like I said on my post on Facebook yesterday. If you ask the guys on the team,
yeah,
they haven't won anything yet.
Yeah. Well,
so just relax and stop with all the sweeping and how sweep it is.
I'm a very firm believer that, listen, I know everybody wants them to, and I think there's pressure out there. They're going to go all the way now. They're going to go, you know what? They've gone this far. I am so proud of them for going this far. They're a franchise team. They're an expansion team.
Right.
That has broken all records. And if they do nothing else,
right,
you know what?
I would agree with that.
We still had a pretty darn good first season of hockey in the desert, people.
I think we
have to. In the desert.
Wow, it was amazing last night. All right, weather-wise, mostly sunshine today, some high clouds. Otherwise, high in the mid to upper 70s, 67 the high tomorrow. It's only about 53 now. Playing the songs you know all the words to from the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Sister Christian, Night Ranger, Mike and Carla, 7-Eleven. Brought this up in the other news yesterday, this app that you put on your bed.
Uh-huh.
And sensing the vibration of what's going on.
Right.
It plays your song to the beat.
Yeah, your song.
So we wanted to know if you had a choice.
Right.
And you thought you could, you know, check this app out. What song would it play?
Sure, sure. Or what's your bedroom song?
What's your bedroom song?
What's your song? In the words of Mike O'Brien.
Okay. I don't know why it sounds funnier when you do it.
Because I just don't do it as well.
It just sounds creepy when I do it or any other guy does it. So. Look at Jody last night on the couch. Please.
Just you're falling asleep. Fast.
I just had some chicken fried rice. Did you just snort?
I did.
All right, 702-739-9636. Text or call.
Yes.
Given a choice through this app, if you were to put your phone on your bed.
Yeah, it goes with your pace, if you will.
Right.
So, yeah. But, I mean, I could change all the time. So that's why they can do a playlist for you.
Right.
Which is nice.
Almost a mixtape.
Got a little Sadie playing underneath here. A little Sade playing. Because I kind of like to think I'm a Sade girl, you know.
I think this would throw off a lot of guys. So what's
wait,
the beat?
Wait a minute. I can't. Is it slow dance or fast? I don't know what to do.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines. Just for S&Gs, as we would say.
Yes.
Putting together our own list of those bedroom songs you think your app would play. Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Based on this app we were talking about yesterday where you just put it on you put your phone on the bed, and then what you do is, well, if you're going to do anything, and then it comes up with a song based on how you're getting
your pace.
Busy.
Yeah, yeah, your pace.
Your
exactly.
Beat.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people texting in now. I don't know if you're going along with that or not, because these are not, I don't know. These aren't the...
Are people missing the point?
You're all kind of lazy. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You're making me high. That's Toni Braxton, I believe.
Oh.
Samantha said anything by Sade or Toni Braxton.
Okay.
From Tommy, I got Let's Stay Together, Al Green.
Yeah.
And Linda, it's, I forgot about this song, Private Dancer, Tina Turner.
Okay.
These are all kind of slow songs. And I got several people who said Wicked Game, Chris Isaac. Now, either you people, you know, you're just kind of taking it easy.
Right.
You're ramping up. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Or you're ramping down. I don't know.
Hmm.
But these sound more like your get you in the mood songs.
Like a Barry White song would be.
I'm wondering about your running pace. That's
okay.
What I'm running.
This would be mine. This would be mine. And you have to follow it.
Okay.
Based on the app. What we talked about, what the app would do.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this.
Huh. Okay. And then a break.
And then.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going.
Still got this energy, do you?
And then all of a sudden the trombone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Jody.
Hold on. Here it comes.
Oh.
You buying it?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find mine. Hold on just a second here. Yeah, I don't know. I'll, yeah.
All right, we'll play yours in a minute.
Yes, you got it.
That would be mine.
Okay.
Maybe I'm mine. Over.
I got mine.
Like overthinking
this. I think I'm still
this,
in pretty decent shape, so I got mine coming up here in a bit.
Billy Idol, White Wedding. Talking about this new app.
Yeah.
We brought it up yesterday. You put it on the bed, your phone on the bed with the app on.
Right.
And basically gives you your song.
Yeah.
When you're getting busy in the bedroom.
Right. Goes by your pace, and you can make a whole playlist.
I told you mine was 25 or 6 to 4.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
Got the horn. Well, you know, there's obviously a couple different paces, so I think on my playlist at least I'd have, we'd start out here, I'm thinking, you know, and then kind of ramp our way up, right, there we go, and then right into that with a little chord.
And with a serious face.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Mike, of course.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Lita's on the phone. What's up, Lita?
I love the app thing.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yes.
I have two, actually, but they're kind of funny in my thoughts. When doves fly, and then the other one would be Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. You get, it's all about flying with you. Is that it, Lita?
Hey, if you're going to... Might as well go all the
way. Yeah, go big or go home.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's how I felt about my song, 25 or 6 to 4.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, you know, big finish.
Yeah, of course.
And then done.
And then that's it.
Stairway to Heaven would be good, too.
That's there's a big change up in there, yeah.
Yeah, that, talking or, about ramping up and then.
Or Bohemian Rhapsody as well.
See?
Yeah.
Both great songs. But they're long. That's the problem for guys.
Are they really long?
Yes,
they're not really that long.
They're like 5-6 minutes. Lita, have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Too funny. I'm glad she gets it.
I know.
Tickets for ZZ Top. Parlor, we got ZZ Top tickets to give away. Being Wednesday, of course, it's going to be another round of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Do that after Minute Work. Been giving away these tickets all week long. And, of course, it's ZZ Top at the Venetian. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
That's all you get. That's all you get, okay?
All right, then. Okay.
It
I don't even know where
like
we're guided. Yeah.
Every ZZ Top song.
Sounds like the birds that were waking me up this morning.
All you have to do is identify by title that ZZ Top song we're playing on our kazoos, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You do. You want it one more time, don't you?
Because it sounds like a bunch of magpies. Yeah, go
Here
ahead.
You go. Starting with caller number 9, good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for ZZ Top at the Venetian. It's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Can you identify that ZZ Top song we're playing on our kazoos by title?
It sounds like she got legs.
Yes, she's got legs.
She does. Yeah. Yes, she does.
And you know what, Carla? She knows how to use them.
She does. Absolutely.
You got the tickets. You're going to see ZZ Top. Your tickets are for next Wednesday, the 25th, at the Venetian Theater from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Alan, thanks a lot for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And go, Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla, you still have a few minutes to text the word cheer to 40772 or enter it online through our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Shot to put a grand in your hand. Good luck. 8:05 and another dose of some cheap, trashy, Chatty Cosby entertainment tabloid news coming up after Toto.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Amy Schumer has a new movie coming out this week. It's called I Feel Pretty. She says money and fame haven't really changed anything for her. She says, I'm no happier now than I was when I was waiting tables. She said, and that is the truth. It can't start with external stuff, whether it's money or success or your body. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. She says, it's no different for me now.
Really?
And I actually believe that. She's really cool. I read her book recently. It's really good. Really, really good. She's pretty down to earth. I will give her that. Billboard Music Award nominations were announced yesterday. Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, Kendrick Lamar have 15 nominations each.
Wow.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar, of course, just got the Pulitzer Prize. Nobel Prize.
Really?
Nobel Peace Prize. Yep. Yep, he did.
So if each one of those people have 15 nominations, what's left?
Not too much.
It's just those three guys?
Yeah, they are up for everything, those three. Show is on Sunday, May 20th. Kelly Clarkson will be hosting that show. And Beyonce's performance at Coachella Saturday night has thus far been viewed by about 500,000 people on YouTube, making it the biggest single performance since Coachella began streaming on YouTube 8 years ago. Now, Coachella was also the most viewed live festival ever on YouTube, with more than 43 million views and streams in 232 countries. This is huge. They're calling that performance Beyonce, and then she reunited with Destiny's Child, and then she sang with her husband Jay-Z. It's like the second coming, this whole thing.
I've watched
most of it, and man, it was amazing.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know a lot about Coachella, except for the fact it started out as a real homegrown, grassroots type thing.
Yeah, it was usually kind of indie bands and things like that.
And now all of a sudden they've gone, in the last few years, they've gone mainstream with big name headliners.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if people that went to the first few Coachellas are kind of...
Yeah, I know. I don't know if this is... change their opinion, or if they have just grown with it and said, this is cool. It's just gotten huge.
Okay.
So I know if there's anybody out there who went, I have some friends in California who went and said it was amazing.
Awesome.
But I don't know. It has changed. You're right about that.
That's why I don't go.
I don't go anymore, man. It's not about the indie, those artists anymore.
It's about the music,
small ones. I don't want to, just go and smell like a hamster cage for no reason. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment, so many stages, so many venues. Why go anywhere else?
Read this situation that happened to a young lady.
Oh, boy.
Where's this at? In the Midwest?
It's in Indianapolis. Yep, Amanda. She goes on a date with a guy, and it just didn't happen. He texted her a few times. She didn't text him back. She ghosted him, basically.
What that means when you don't text back?
Yeah, you don't text, you don't answer in any way.
Turn into a ghost.
Ghosted him, yeah.
Okay.
That's it. And so then she gets an invoice from the guy for a beer, a cocktail, and pulled pork tacos, $39.52. He wanted her to pay him for half of the meal.
Pulled
pork tacos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a beer and a cocktail.
$39 would be her half.
$39 would be her half.
Okay. What
I mean,
idiot
should she
does
have
that?
To pay him back? Yes, exactly. Should she have to pay him back? Turn it around. Would he have to pay her back?
Hmm.
This is ridiculous.
So
people.
Clearly, he's upset that she's ghosting him.
Ghosting him, and maybe he felt there was a connection, and apparently there wasn't on her end.
So he feels, hey, if there's not going to be a connection, this is going to go no further.
Right.
Then at least you should pay half the date.
That's what he's thinking.
All right.
Yeah. Just wondering what everybody else thinks out there. I mean, this is becoming all too common.
We hear about this a lot.
We do.
I don't know if it's happened to you, but what would you do in that situation?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you do? You know, guys, you know what? She's ghosting you. You maybe liked her. You guys went to, I don't know. You went over, ate some food over at Cheesecake Factory. You didn't hear back from her. Are you going to send her an invoice?
See, this is the problem. If I were single and dating.
Yeah.
And my daughter's told me, yeah, she's ghosting you, Dad. I don't know what that is.
What do you even mean? I haven't heard back from her.
She's not texting me back.
Yes, she's not texting me back.
That's what she's doing. She's ghosting you. Then why didn't you just say that?
Yeah. All I know is she had lettuce wraps and a mojito, and I want half of it. Jeez.
All right, 702-739-9636.
Seriously,
guys. Tacos. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. What would you do in that situation?
Yeah.
Or have you been in that situation?
Yeah.
Would love to hear from you this morning.
Is this the real life?
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Boy, people texting in on this whole thing about the guy wanting half the cost of the date.
Yeah, after she ghosted him. He was a little perturbed. Now, somebody said dating is like gambling. You roll the dice, you take your chance, no money back. Dury said the same thing. You know, that's like going into a casino, losing $40, and then sending an invoice to him. You know what? I didn't plan on losing money, but I did. Now, Michelle, this is interesting. Michelle said, I hate ghosting. I've been ghosted too many times to count. Very frustrating. Maybe she could have been grown up enough to tell him, you know what? This just did nothing for me. Let's just move on. How about that?
It's not like she had to talk to him.
Right, exactly.
Or see him again.
No, she didn't have to.
You know what? Unless something was worked out, there was an arrangement that talked about before the date.
Yes,
about
exactly.
About the money. Saying, if it doesn't work out, we're going to pay half. We're going to split, right?
Here we go. I have an agreement here I'd like you to sign.
I have my notary.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Carla, we have some of your sisters on the phone.
Okay.
They're going to chime in. We'll do that after Super Tramp. So this girl goes out with a guy, and nothing happens. Doesn't click.
No.
So she starts ghosting him. The guy's not happy because he thought something happened.
He liked her more than she liked him, that's for sure.
And now the guy, sensing that it's never going to happen again, wants half the date, half the money, pay half the bill.
Yeah.
At least.
Right, sure, yeah.
Okay, Karen's on the phone. Karen, what do you think?
I actually did that to somebody.
What?
Because they decided that they were going to order the most expensive thing on the menu, and I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Like, we went on a date, and he didn't have the money right away.
All right.
And I was like, fine, I will pay for us to go out. I don't mind tampering mint.
Okay.
He orders like a $50 steak.
Wow.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll pay back. Well, then he decides he's not talking to me.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I could use that extra 50. I need to get pull-ups for my daughter.
Oh, well, okay.
So I message him and I'm like, hey, can you pay me back? And he was like, why? I said, because I'm a mom and you picked the most expensive thing and then you decided not to talk to me again.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And like, I went as far as like, his mom loved me, so I went as far as going to his mom and was like, hey, he's not talking to me anymore.
All right.
He paid me back, and she made him pay me back.
Well, this little attitude, I'd probably ghost you, too. I mean, come on.
First you pull the kid card.
Yeah, I know
and
it.
And then you go to his mother.
Wow. Okay, I wouldn't. If you didn't want to see him again or something like that, don't go to his mom.
You know what? As a guy, I pay the $50 and
zip it.
You went to my mom.
Yeah.
Here's the $50. Lose my number.
Yeah, exactly. And here's a big bag of Zip It, sister.
Carrie, what about you?
She should have said, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't feel a connection. But I'm thinking that, you know, making her pay for a dinner when you invited her out on a date is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would send it back and say return to sender unpaid.
Oh.
I wouldn't pay for it. If he invited me out on a date.
Right.
And we didn't click. I'm not going to pay for the dinner.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's fair.
Yeah, this whole thing with first dates, you just never know if they're going to work out or not. If you don't feel a connection, you don't feel a connection. But you can't say, you know, he texted her. He did text her. She ghosted him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's just, you know, her feeling, sore loser, and here's the bill. Here's the invoice. Yeah.
But as a guy, this is why I think we're a stupid species. I've said this before. But as a guy, that's like an investment. You're going to take a shot. You're going to take a chance and say, I'm going to invest some money into this outing, and we'll see what happens. If it doesn't happen, then I get it. It's lost money.
Right.
I would never, whatever.
Right.
I would never imagine, unless it was totally disastrous and she caused a big scene and blah, blah, blah. But other than that,
get over it. And I've paid for a first date. I always figure if you ask or if you're the one who reaches out, you pay. And they don't always work out. I would never think of asking somebody for money.
One more text about the situation with a woman ghosting the guy and he wanting, of course, her to pay half the bill.
Yes, enter the invoice. Well, Tommy says, where did they eat if her half was $39? Tommy, where are you eating? Dude, it was a pulled pork taco. They had a cocktail and a beer. The booze alone was $20.
Chris, what about you?
Did he order her plate without her even being there and he expects her to have to pay that? Or did he take it home in a doggy bag and he ended up letting it sit in his refrigerator and spoil because he's being a spoiled sport about it? In my day, when you made a date, you were there. But then again, we also didn't have to worry about texting and ghosting and showing up and spying to see if they were really who they were. We were kind of real people. So no, he don't get his money. Tell him to put on his big boy panties and get back online and find another girl that's going to look at him like he's a loser he is.
See, there's the voice of reason right there.
Exactly. And you reminded me of the worst thing that we used to do back in the day, and that was give you a different phone number.
The wrong number.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. Shoot.
My phone number? My phone number is 1-800-555-NOT-ME.
There you go.
Then, of course, when he got home or she got home, that's too many letters.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shoot.
Well, we were
hold on.
Having pulled pork tacos, man. You won't know that.
Have a good day, Chris.
Thanks for the call.
All right. See
go,
guys.
Knights, go.
Go, Knights, go.
Congrats, Ryan Wendt, the latest winner in the Grand in Your Hand contest. Your next chance to win, Carla, coming up in less than an hour.
Okay.
You have a shot to put $1,000 in your hand in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide contest. Details on our website or through our free 96.3 KKLZ app.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Western Women's Expo. Happening the 21st, 22nd over at the Rio. A guy in Florida was busted for drunk driving in his underwear last week, Carla. And ironically, he was wearing the funny novelty boxers that said drunk, free breathalyzer test.
Oh, okay. Just blow here. That's great.
See the ironic, irony there?
Isn't it ironic?
Yep.
Said Alanis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The average age when you start becoming an old person, they say it's 41. And the top sign.
Okay.
I don't know how they figured that out. Top signs, though, are you start forgetting people's names, you're losing your hair, and you feel stiff.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. All right.
That
day.
Actually might be.
Totally grunting like a tennis player every day of my life. And that's just getting out of bed. And jeez. No, I'm okay. I'm all right.
41.
41 years old, yeah.
Is now when you start being
okay.
Old.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure. Yeah, everything starts going downhill. I had a nurse tell me years ago, it's about 36 years old that your body starts going back the other way now.
Oh.
To the bad side.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
Wow.
Well, this might help. Baked beans. Apparently, they're among the best breakfast foods
what?
To help you lose weight. Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. You can lose friends, too, if you eat enough of them. Jeez. Yeah, baked beans, people. You might want to start your day off with the breakfast of champions.
Just a whole bowl.
Baked
beans. Put those in the microwave at work.
I'm so going to bring that in tomorrow morning. What are you eating? Baked beans, Mike. No, it's not the Special K today. I got the baked beans over here.
Yeah, trying to drop a few pounds.
Oh, wow. And dig this story. 19-year-old Gary Hardwick, Maryville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He says he is thoroughly enjoying his marriage to his wife, Almeda is her name. She's 72.
Aww.
Mike, they met at Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
2 years ago. That means he was 17.
What's the odds?
They dated. I know. They dated for 2 weeks. He proposed. She said yes.
Uh-huh.
They both say if you love someone, age is just a number. That's
just a
all
number.
It is. Chemistry was great.
Perfect.
He says, I've always been mature for my age. Even when I was 13 or 14 years old, I had an attraction to older women. The whole story is just icky. He was raised by his grandmother, by the way, which made that make him, look up to older people. But he says their wedding night was spectacular, an amazing experience,
wow.
Such a deep connection. And,
wonder what song that app played.
Boy, I don't know. It had to be two different songs, I'm thinking. Two different songs for the 19-year-old and the 72-year-old. Wow, I'm thinking maybe I don't know about the 19-year-old, but maybe a nice waltz on the other end to Gary and Almeida. Oh, hopefully they get a few more years. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
9:40 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by the Bic Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Bic Flex Razors. Smooth shave, smooth price, Bic Flex. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning.
We so want to put a grand in your hand. You know what? Two chances tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., 8 a.m. Those will be your first shots at doing that. Also, we will have more of those ZZ Top tickets to give away. Of course, it's Thursday. Next in line, that means another round of Thespian Musical Theater.
I forgot what day it was. I'm sorry. Oh,
it's Thursday. And you know what? Come. Join us today. Mike and I are going to be over at Above the Crust Pizza over on Ann Road and Simmons. We'll be there at noon. We'll be there for about an hour. So come on by. Have lunch. Have whatever. You know what? Just come hang out. Celebrate the Knights win.
Go, Knights, go! Go, Knights, go!
Yeah, come by. Have a pizza.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the food and drink specials. Plus, we'll have some great giveaways, so we're going to be out there noon to 1. Have lunch with us. Otherwise, enjoy your day. It's Wendy Rush who's coming in next. She'll have your next shot to put a grand in your hand in about 20 minutes. Make sure you're listening for that. Keep up. Catch up with the KKLZ Morning Show with a podcast of this show. Showbiz news, interviews, plus a lot more. It's all right there on our Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.